It was a clear black night, a solar eclipse moon, sunny hosting on the view, trying to presume that global warming is hiding the sun's glow. Without its radiance, sun hosting's all alone. Just hit the east side, the view on ABC. The whoopee cushion hikes her leg, here comes her boodle breeze. Alyssa Farrah Griffin grabs her nose to sneeze, while Joy Behar enjoys the smell of whoopee's flatulating. Oh, it was another swing and a miss this morning for the radiant sun hosting. You know, I got to give Sun Hostin some credit here. The Radiant Wonder, she has a very unique talent. I can't think of another Yenta who has the ability to make the whoopee cushion and Big Red Joy Behar the voice of reason. I can't think of another Yenta who has the ability to make the lonely women in this audience believe that Joy Behar possesses a thimble's worth of intelligence. Now, if I were to ask you, who is the smartest woman on The View? Most of you guys are going to say, KC, that's a trick question. There is no such thing as intelligence on The View. Now, of course, you would be right, but you gotta pick one. You gotta pick one of these beauties. Who would you pick? Who is the smartest? Now, some of you would give this honor to the great pretender, Alyssa the Farrah Griffin. At least she has the ability to pretend to be smart. Some of you would give this honor to the two unknown panelists on The View. Now, these are the two beauties who can still walk through the grocery store unnoticed. They rarely contribute. They rarely say anything of value on the show. Which is smart. I mean, it's smart. A wise man once said, it's better to be silent and let people think you're ignorant than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Now, some of you would say, it's the whoopee cushion. I would understand that selection. Whoopi Goldberg is very intelligent. She has found a way to make flatulence appealing to lonely women. Every morning, the studio audience for The View, it is filled to capacity, full of lonely women anticipating the warm boodle breeze that can only be provided by the whoopee cushion. Now, all kidding aside, I'm sure all the women on The View are intelligent in one way or another. But after this morning, I am really starting to question the intelligence of Sun Hostin. Longtime viewers of this channel, you guys know Sun Hostin is my favorite Yenta. There's just something about her name, Asuncion. There's just something about her radiance. Maybe it's the way she lights up the room at the studio filled with darkness. Sun Hostin, believe it or not, she's educated. She got her law degree from Notre Dame. She got her undergrad from something called Binghamton. Okay. I've never heard of a Binghamton before, but I'm sure it's a great school. I'm sure it's a good indoctrination center. But I'm starting to wonder what kind of science they are teaching their students at this place called Binghamton, because the science Sun Hostin was reciting on The View this morning, that was a science I've never heard of. Yesterday morning, my pool guy is cleaning my pool, and he sarcastically asked me if I was worried about the potential end of the world caused by the solar eclipse. Now, obviously, I said no, but I asked what he meant by it. He said that some people were worried that the world was ending because of the earthquake in New York City on Friday and the solar eclipse yesterday. We had a good laugh about it. I thought he was just messing around. And then someone sent me this clip of Sun Hostin. Apparently, there are people who are deeply concerned with the solar eclipse, and Sun Hostin, I guess, is their voice. I'm the voice of the voiceless. Friday morning, when the earthquake hit New York City, the beauties on The View, they were getting their makeup done before they went on the air. Now, initially, when the building started shaking, the ladies, they thought it was just another powerful fart from the whoopee cushion. When they realized it wasn't the powerful boodle breeze, the ladies started to panic. According to the New York Post, one of the makeup artists, they put on Sun Hostin's coat and they ran her down the hallway. While running down the hallway, and I'm not making this up, I am not making this up. While running down the hallway, Sun Hostin was heard screaming, "Oh no! Oh no! Jesus is coming! The rapture is here!" I thought Sun Hostin was a Christian. I thought Sun Hostin was a devout Catholic. Now, admittedly, I don't know too much about Catholicism, so correct me if I'm wrong here. Even though I'm not familiar with Catholicism, I am familiar with the rapture. Now, for those that don't know, before the 7-year tribulation period begins in the Bible, also known as the beginning of the end of the world, Jesus, he will come back and rapture his followers, his church. Now, with that being the case, with Sun Hostin being a devout Christian, why would she be afraid if the earthquake on Friday was the rapture of the church? I'm pretty sure the Bible also says, do not fear. So, why would Sun be afraid? Earlier this morning, the Yentas, they were talking about the solar eclipse. Once again, Sun Hostin was filled with fear. She was looking for something to blame, but this time, she didn't blame the rapture. This time, she didn't blame the end of the world. According to Sun Hostin, there's a logical explanation for the solar eclipse. Now, us normal people, we believe the logical explanation is the moon covered up the sun. The moon damn sure covered the sun from the view. The moon damn sure clouded this sun's judgment, because I cannot think of another reason that Sun Hostin would say this with a straight face. Watch for yourself.
She ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although I love
for the first time in
cicadas,
like
cicada.
No.
Tomatoes.
No.
This is what I read.
There's two different kinds of cicadas.
Yes, two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know, maybe you know better.
I would say
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or
going
is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
No.
It can't.
It happens.
And the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming.
What? Excuse me? Are we really talking about bugs? Bugs? Are we really blaming global warming for this supposed increase in insects? KC, it's not called global warming anymore. It's called climate change. Yeah. I'm a big believer in climate change. I believe that climate changes every 3 or 4 months. It just changed from winter to spring. Here in about 6 weeks, it'll change from spring to summer. You know what arrives every summer? Bugs. I don't know if they're cicadas that Sun Hostin is talking about, but every summer, there is an increase in the bug population. If you stop driving your gas or diesel-powered vehicle, are those bugs going to disappear? Absolutely not. First of all, I do want to give credit here to Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. I rarely give credit to anyone on The View, but they do deserve credit here, because Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar, they outright refuse to let Sun Hostin get away with this blatant propaganda. Sun Hostin tried to claim that the earthquake in New York City on Friday was a direct result of climate change. You know, I'm not a scientist. Matter of fact, I don't know shit about fuck when it comes to science. My senior year of college, I was required to take one science course in order to graduate. I never went to class. I only showed up for tests. The professor gave me a D, and I gladly accepted it. I hate science. But as limited as my scientific knowledge is, even I know earthquakes are not caused by changes in the weather. Earthquakes are caused by, I think they're called fault lines, and they're underground. How is anything underground affected by the weather above ground? Now, of course, Sun Hostin never explained, because there is no explanation. She tried to claim, I'm just telling you guys what I read. Yeah, I read a lot of things, Sun. Just the other day, I read a fiction article about a woke welfare collector at USA Today named Mike Freeman, better known as the Star Trek Virgin. I read a fiction article that claimed he finally succeeded in seducing Marvin the Martian. Does that mean I believe it? Of course not. I highly doubt Sun Hostin read anything that supported the baseless claims that she tried to make this morning on The View. She was just trying to promote her climate change narrative. Sun Hostin also claimed that the solar eclipse, it was a consequence of climate change. Now, just out of curiosity, I Googled solar eclipse. I wanted to know if scientists could predict them years in advance. I was actually surprised to find out not only can they be predicted years in advance, not only can they be predicted decades in advance, scientists, they have the ability to predict a solar eclipse centuries in advance. The solar eclipse yesterday, it was predicted hundreds of years ago. The next one is going to be August 23rd, 2044. According to NASA, totality, it will only be visible from North Dakota to Montana. Wouldn't surprise me if they could predict the exact time that it was going to take place. If the thermometer reaches 100 degrees this summer, will that make the solar eclipse happen sooner? No. Why? Because the moon could not care less what the temperature on Earth is. The moon is going to block the sun in 2044, whether we're in the middle of a heat wave or an ice age. Sun Hostin, she just signed a multi-year, multi-million dollar contract extension with ABC. The View, it falls under the news division at ABC News, which means Sun Hostin has paid millions of dollars to be well-informed and to inform the audience, when the reality is Sun Hostin doesn't even know the basics. I want to know what happened after they went off the air this morning. I wonder if Sun Hostin got pissed off with Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar because they corrected her on the air. This was an embarrassing moment for Sun Hostin. There was no defending this. Even worshipers of the woke oak tree, people who believe that cows in Kansas are polluting the air and influencing the weather, not even worshipers of the woke oak tree believe that earthquakes are caused by global warming. I'll give Sun Hostin credit, though. That one segment this morning, it was more entertaining than anything I have seen in late-night comedy in years. ABC, they should let go of Jim Kimmel and give his job to Sun Hostin. At least she would entertain the audience by getting people to laugh at her. Poor Jim, he can't get people to laugh with him or laugh at him. But give me your thoughts on this. Sun Hostin blames climate change for the earthquake in New York and the solar eclipse from Monday. It should be an embarrassing moment, but I don't know if Sun Hostin has the self-awareness to be embarrassed about it. You know, normally I come up with a few questions here to ask you guys. I don't even know what to say about this. Just sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.